Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, iTunes, Shoutcast, and Radio Time. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this program, especially ones brought to you with generous support from Carol Butler at Pembroke Title. Pembroke Title is your real estate resource. And joining us here this morning is Tanya Gallagher. Tanya, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well.
Excellent. Thank you for joining us here this morning. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I think since I'm here in this state, I'll play a little song called Virginia.
Excellent. Here's Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
In Virginia, my dear, my darling, he dote on me, but in the Norfolk bar where he stole my heart, he's the finest man I ever did see. In Raleigh, we were lovers. In Richmond, we were friends. Time we came down from that Blue Ridge town in Florida, we were lovers again. But take it slow, but take it slow. Oh, stolen my
at Sunrise here with Tanya Gallagher this Sunday morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
And you're in town. You're living in Vancouver.
That's right. I'm in British Columbia.
That is a beautiful, beautiful place.
It really is. It's very, very nice up there. A lot cooler than it is here today.
I bet. I bet. Vancouver, I actually visited there and managed to stay a week. It was someplace I didn't want to leave. And I'm surprised you're here because I wouldn't want to leave if I were you.
It has that effect on people, yes.
Yes. But you're originally from Florida.
I am. I'm from Pensacola, Florida.
How long did you live there before you decide to leave?
My entire life. I was there for 25 years, and then I've spent the last 3 years in Vancouver, and so I'm up there doing a PhD in forestry.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting that you're into environmental science and things of that ilk.
I am, yeah, very much so. I would hope so, because I keep just staying in school, learning more about it.
Yeah, you know, I interviewed someone, Mark Arelli, who took science and apparently got some sort of PhD in science, and I asked him, why would you go into music? He says, well, it's very much like studying science. Do you agree?
In some ways. I find that whenever I'm in the thick of doing some research stuff, it's typically whenever I need that creative outlet. And so then songwriting happens a lot more during whenever I'm really stressed out about science stuff.
Uh-huh.
So maybe that's a...
So would you say it's kind of an escape for you? Or?
It is a little bit of an escape for me. It's definitely a passion of mine and something that I couldn't see myself not doing.
Uh-huh.
So I just trying to find that balance is always the key.
Right. So did you record your first record? It's called Oh My Love, right, in 2013. Where did you record that? Florida or up in Vancouver?
That was recorded in Vancouver, and that was before I moved to Vancouver. And kind of the impetus for moving up there was I spent 3 weeks in 2012 recording that album, and then whenever I was up there, I was kind of in the market for a PhD program, if you will, and interviewed with my now advisor, who is just I basically kind of fell in love with her and absolutely love working with her, and so she was really part of the reason for moving up there, was just so I could work under her and learn from her. So that's been going pretty well.
Wow. Well, you've made a lot of friends up there, I take it.
It's an interesting city. I've made a lot of science friends and then some music friends too. So it's kind of nice to meld those two worlds together.
Now you're working on this new EP or album. Is it a full-length
album?
It's an
EP. What it is two fully produced tracks, and then there'll be five bonus tracks that I'll put out on Bandcamp. So it's a 7-track EP, and that first Virginia, that song that I just sang, is actually the title track off of it. So it's my Virginia EP.
So are a lot of the songs off of it written here in Virginia or about Virginia?
I think that there's maybe not exactly off of this particular album. There's that track, and then there's another one that I probably will play here too. That's kind of about the South and missing home or missing the Southeast a bit. I found that as soon as I moved away, all my songs started turning towards that. So
yeah. Do you like the cooler weather or do you like the Southern weather?
Oh man, I'm a Southern girl through and through. And so I prefer, you know, the sundresses and flip-flops to...
Yeah, you miss the Gulf Coast.
Oh my gosh, I miss the Gulf Coast so much.
We're talking with Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song?
Sure, that would be great.
And is this off the new EP too? Or?
This is off the new EP. This is a song called Southern Soul. It's about moving away.
Excellent. Here's Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Father's only child, I'm a simple girl with my mother's eyes. She was the strong heart working type, a Southern soul who raised me right. A Southern soul who raised me right. I live with the fear of God in here, and I say his name just because I can. Kneel to pray most every night. Southern soul is raised over red. Southern soul is raised on red. But it's hard now to go out on my own and to leave behind everything I've known. But Dixie runs deep under my skin. I know that she'll be calling me back again. Gambling men who play their cards in the city lights with the voodoo gods. Heard troubadours sing their songs. Those wandering souls try to lead me wrong with innocence. Like a dove in a warm sweetheart full of love. I got wisdom like a serpent. peace than a God who's watching over me. My God is watching over me. But it's hard.
Sunrise with Tanya Gallagher. And we were talking before the interview started about the interesting way you pronounce what I would normally say Tanya. Why do you pronounce it Tanya?
it's how my mom just named me. I was named after Tanya Tucker,
Tanya
country
Tucker.
Singer. And my middle name's Louise, so it's Louise Mandrell. So two
really?
Very, yeah. I think it was like destined to be that I sing something at least. So
it sounds like your mother was a real country fan.
Oh man, a huge country fan. There's always what I think is like good country, like old school country, and then in the house all the time. And so yeah, heavily influenced by that kind of stuff.
Did your mother and father play an instrument or ever write songs?
So my grandfather, he plays guitar and piano and has this really cool, like, old man Johnny Cash, like, deep vibrato voice. And
really?
So always, yeah, I love
his. Is he a Johnny Cash fan?
Always a huge Johnny Cash fan and a huge Hank Williams. And so we grew up a lot listening to that going over there and just always sitting on his lap playing with him. And he used to have me sing while he played. And so yeah, so I would say my papa always was the one who kind of was the musical person in the family.
I see. Well, it was interesting to look at your Facebook page and see your influences are travels, heartache, and whiskey.
So yeah, so I should preface this with the fact that I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
But whiskey seems to creep its way into my songs somehow. And so so yeah, and I don't know if it's just because the people that I hang around drink a lot of whiskey or what it is, but somehow they. Even that last song, my old roommate, she told me, she was like, I always, instead of, but Dixie runs deep through my skin, she was like, I always think, but whiskey runs deep under my skin. I said, I sound like an alcoholic, so I don't think I'm going to say that.
Well, speaking of people you run with, some have been here on the show already. I noticed you are friends with a lot of people in Big Virginia Sky.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those guys are great, and I'm actually, here meeting up with some of them this weekend and playing some more music. And
how did you meet up with them?
So James Atkins, lead singer of Big Virginia Sky, is from Pensacola, and he and I played music together for like 10 years or so.
Really?
And then we met, I met Dale Palazar, and Scott Slay is from Pensacola as well.
Yes.
And so I used to play with those guys, and then, I mean, through them. And then I've also met Logan Vath through all of them and written some stuff with him. And
well, you know,
yeah.
Carl Wern, because I saw a picture with you and Carl Wern.
Yeah, no, Carl's a sweetheart. I met him in March, and we had a nice little jam session around the kitchen table with Carl and Logan and James and myself. And
that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was a really fun night. So.
So you were telling me you're going to be playing here locally this week coming up.
I am. I'm playing Tuesday at Cure Coffee House with Winter Poe DePriest and Kelsey McNair, who I know has also been on the show.
Yeah, she's been on here as well. Where is that located, or you know?
Cure Coffee House, it's over, I want to say in the Freemason District, but
near
the Pagoda. I think it's somewhere over towards that area.
Right, right, where all the people are playing Pokemon now.
So I hear.
I swear, you go out there and there's like 200 people out there all looking at their telephones.
I was just having a conversation about that with the guys at Electroganic, yeah.
It's pretty weird going on around here right now, but I guess they have to do something to keep their minds away from the conventions. But anyway, we're talking with Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. And you have an album, by the way, Oh My Love. We mentioned it earlier. How can you purchase that? Just at your gigs or what?
So it's available on Bandcamp and iTunes and Spotify. And so you can just Google that and find it. I also have a website, TanyaGallagher.com. And so you can purchase everything on there. And then the new Virginia EP will be coming out September 30th. So
excellent.
Excited about that.
Excellent. Well, would you like to play something else here for us?
Sure. Yeah, this one is not going to be on the EP, but it's a new little tune.
It's a new tune.
It's a new tune.
You're trying out a new tune on us.
I'm trying out a new tune on you. So hopefully, it has ties to Virginia as well. So.
Well, we like that. We really do. Here's Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Darling, don't you see what you've done to me? Don't you see I'm a mess and a half of my head on the walking down the street? And I know that you'll spot me, but you and I, we will not speak. Cause I'm a friendly smile to see, and you're afraid where that man leads you. Hard when you have to ignore me. Cause I won't go too far.
Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise. Brand new tune she's tried out on us.
That's right.
You know, we were speaking about whiskey earlier. You have a voice like whiskey. It's just like this very smooth thing.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for doing this today.
Oh, I appreciate you having me. I really do.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And again, the new EP, which is coming out September 30th, is called Virginia.
That's right.
And you can purchase that again?
That's going to be for purchase on Bandcamp and then also on iTunes.
Excellent. And you also have an album called Oh My Love. It's from 2013.
That's correct, yes.
And that's also...
That's available on iTunes and Spotify and anywhere you can find music.
And then people can check you out at the Cure Coffee House this Tuesday night.
That's right, that's right.
Well, thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you have a safe trip back to Vancouver when it's all done.
Thank you. you.
And you'll have to come back soon.
I hope so. I hope to.
Excellent. Tanya Gallagher here on Hunter at Sunrise.